85T. If you want his phone number, it's 847-329-4481. Write it down.
Yeah.
Nate Sitzman, is it?
Or yeah.
Sitzman.
No, German Sitz.
Sitz.
Zetzenzizik.
Okay. All right, let's get out of here. Let some other people
Yeah, we got a quick one here, Chip. Hang on a minute. We're not done
Don't
yet with you.
Touch the mic.
You know, Chip's got a reputation. We all know that, right? More. That's good. And, no, man, this is about you. It's Chip Fest here.
Everybody knows that. It's like Chicago Fest. It's Chip Fest.
So, it's like a celebrity roast. And, you know, we've got traditions here in Chicago. We got a bluegrass tradition. And then I knew when Chip took the band over to Finland. Anybody here in Chicago is Chicago! Bang, bang! Gangsters, right? Out the book! Yeah, that's how they know us. And inadvertently, somehow, Chip has always had the reputation here of being the godfather of Chicago bluegrass. And, you know, I used to make real good money. I used to be a board of trade guy. Gave all that big stuff up. Became a professional musician. That money got ridiculous after a while, so I had to sell out. But I wanted to give Chip something. Really in keeping.
My daughter's boyfriend.
Well, you already got your daughter's boyfriend. But Chip, this is Chicago style. And it's from all of us to you, as only the godfather should have it. Where is Clemenza? Open it up. Come on. Everybody's got, you gotta show people what we got here.
Wait.
This is Chicago style bluegrass, folks. This is what he gets.
Wait.
That's it. That's a different style. How about it? Jeff Covington, the godfather of Chicago bluegrass.
Turns out I want the rest of the band to be left out, Nate.
Oh, yeah!
What is it, man? What is it? A rainbow trout. All right, thank you.
That's right. Wisconsin's finest from Rushing Waters, just north of Madison. There you go, Andy. That's Chip's love child, soon to be his son-in-law. He thinks we don't know it yet, but... Been around long enough to know how that stuff works out.
Yes, sir. We're going to go up to E's.
We do have some CDs for sale. And that's always important because all of us spend a lot of money to try to look famous and get more gigs by having these CDs. And I don't know what the hell ever happens. We never really make any of the money, but we try.
We're gonna do this in tea, guys, because I left my capo behind.
Yeah. Who's got a capo?
Anybody got a guitar capo in their pocket? 5 second rule. No, we're doing it in D.
You know, I need to say something about my wife. Where are you, sorry?
Here, this is better. Never mind, guys, I found it. It was in my pocket with my glasses all along.
I just need to thank my wife for putting up with me. Where are you, sir?
She laughed!
I was out of here. Without her, I wouldn't be here tonight.
She's in my van.
He didn't even tickle an elbow and she left him tonight. Jeez. This is the title track off of our first CD. Which we do have for sale. Anybody that doesn't have our CDs, I got both of them. You can buy them from me. I'll sell them. It's okay. They've been around long enough. They're gathering dust. Actually, this was a great CD for us. We pre-sold 300 of these before we ever went and recorded. That was great. We thought it was always going to be that easy, but yeah, we learned too. Here's the title track to that CD. It's called Steel Rails.
You know what? It's a surprise for me because I didn't know that he knew this. I've never seen you play.
Bean counter. Osmosis.
Osmosis.
Years and years and years sitting in the front row. Which is, by the way, anybody that wants to learn bluegrass, you can put your books and your tapes aside. There's nothing that beats sitting right here and paying attention to real players if you want to get better. And Andy is living proof because he's just like Earl Scruggs now.